I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gunfire between anti-government Shiites and pro-government Sunnis in Lebanon could mean all-out civil war. The conflict is already affecting those helping the victims of last summer's Israel-Hezbollah conflict. EFCA's relief and development arm, Touch Global, canceled a medical missions trip because of it. Touch Global's Jim Snyder says the work of the local church continues.
None of our partners are so dependent upon us that the work of the church cannot continue. So as we take a look at this situation right now in Lebanon, in many cases, it's providing opportunities for the local church that never before existed.
Next, Typhoon Durian struck the Philippines late last week, and the death toll is expected to rise to 600. The typhoon, packing winds of 165 miles an hour, is the fourth to hit the area located southeast of Manila. Send International's Frank Severin says the storm has significantly affected national ministry.
One of the Bible camps has been completely destroyed. They're planning to have a Christmas retreat, and that's impossible now. I'm sure church ministries have been tremendously affected. There are about 8 churches on the island.
Since people on the island have been resistant, Severin is hoping hearts will be open to hearing the gospel. And more than a decade ago, a Southern Baptist church in Maryland began praying that God would send missionaries to reach the unreached Fulukunda people in West Africa. Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries Scott and Julie Bradford are the answers to those prayers. Since oral learning is common, stories are a great way to evangelize the Fulukunda. They're responding. The Bradfords are now discipling a new believer who will be leading the Fulukunda work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.